Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The World Health Organization has said it's very likely that the coronavirus will have killed more than 2 million people by the time a vaccine is ready. Nearly a million people have died with COVID-19 already. And the WHO's emergencies director, Michael Ryan, said it was quite possible another million would die.
If we look at losing a million people in 9 months, and then we just look at the realities of getting vaccine out there in the next 9 months, it's a big task for everyone involved. There's the issue of scale-up, there's the issue of funding these vaccines, there's the issue of distributing these vaccines, and then the issues of acceptance. And on beyond that, with the work we still have to do in controlling this disease.
Earlier, the United States exceeded 7 million cases of the coronavirus. It remains the worst affected country, with more than 200,000 deaths from the disease. Lebanon's Prime Minister-designate, Mustafa Adib, says he's given up his attempt to form a government and is stepping down. He had spent weeks trying to persuade the country's rival political factions to agree on the makeup of his cabinet. There were reports of particular difficulty over who would control the finance ministry. Mr. Adib was appointed after the explosion that destroyed much of central Beirut, and he was trying to put in place an administration to tackle Lebanon's extremely grave financial crisis. An armed militia has made an overnight incursion into the city of Lubumbashi in the southeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Latest reports say the militiamen have been contained by police close to the main post office. David Bamford reports.
Shooting first began in the northern suburbs of Lubumbashi, close to the overcrowded Kasapa prison, the biggest jail in Okatanga province. Many of the detainees are said to have been infected by coronavirus. Reports say security forces drove off an apparent bid to free the prisoners, but shooting, including the sound of heavy weaponry, was later heard in the centre of the copper mining city. A Mai Mai militia faction known as Bakata Katanga is thought to be behind the attack.
The Colombian president, Iván Duque, has ordered an investigation into the killing of a transgender woman at a military checkpoint. An army commander, General Marco Mayorga, said a soldier shot at the tyres of a vehicle near a checkpoint in Cauca and that a bullet ricocheted into a passenger. An American is being sued by a holiday resort in Thailand after he posted an unflattering review on TripAdvisor. Wesley Barnes could face up to 2 years in prison if he's found guilty of breaking Thailand's anti-defamation laws. Mr. Barnes, who works in Thailand, posted on the TripAdvisor website that he met unfriendly staff who act like they don't want anyone here during his holiday on Koh Chang Island. BBC News.